Love holds the answer we're looking for, and love can open the door. And we're opening the doors to all of you right here at our station in Boca next Wednesday night, October 11th. And if you want to ask a question, we're going to have an opportunity for you to ask a question live here in the studio. You can be one of our VIPs. We'd love to see you here, and we welcome you. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter so that you can be a part of this experience. We're celebrating our 700th live show. Space will be limited, so when we hit that button and we say go, you want to be in it so you can be a part of this fun experience here in our studios in Boca. It's going to be a fun night. Well, speaking of fun, we want to have some fun with the stars and the planets. The planets have been a little screwy, I got to tell you. They've been out of sorts. They've been spinning backwards. Or are we spinning backwards? I don't even know what planet's spinning, right? But we've got a lot going on in the planets. And I've got to go to our expert, Stacy Holler, to find out what the stars have in store for us, what the planets are telling us, and how's October going to feel for humanity, and how's it going to feel for each one of us, each one of our individual signs. We're going to rock around the clock and talk to each one of the astrological signs. Let's pull in Stacy Holler. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I am great, Sarah. And yes, I wish I was with you next week. It sounds fabulous.
Yes, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun.
Well, I'll be listening for sure.
Tell us, what are we going to experience? I think we need a drum roll or something because, it's going to be interesting.
Well, we're certainly going to talk about everything that's going on this month. I know everybody's been feeling some aspects of Uranus hitting us anyway.
Yeah.
Many of us are feeling these curveballs and surprises. And now we have solar eclipses coming up. So, yes, we need to take a look at what that means because it is a very intense time for all of us. So we've talked about eclipses before, but this month we're kicking off on the 14th with a new moon solar eclipse in Libra, and that's kicking off a whole new year cycle. So that's all about destined beginnings, and we want to take a look at where in our lives we're meant to bring in some destiny and set off a new two-year cycle for us. And then on the 28th, we have the full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus, and that is the grand finale of a two-year cycle of Taurus-Scorpio eclipses. So we're going to see how that kind of culminates everything we've been working on for the last 2 years, and we'll look in our charts to see how we've gotten, where we've progressed, and if we haven't, you know what happens, Sarah. It kind of, the energies kick us you know where and makes us get on the right track when we're not on the right track.
It's not an easy journey when we're not on the right track, because then it's like recalculating the route seems kind of difficult, Stacy. So how are we going to get kicked and rocked around here? Tell us a little bit more about this eclipse and how it could influence us, and what do eclipses represent?
So these particular eclipses, and the reason they're so powerful is where a solar eclipse is a new moon, it's like a new moon on steroids. And new moons are all about new beginnings, our vision boards, what we want to see, where we want to progress. We want to set into motion what we want to make happen. And the full moons, the lunar eclipses are full moons like on steroids. So those are the destined endings, the revelations, the things that come out of the blue that make us understand where we need to be. And all of these aspects feel harsh at the time, but they are for our better good. And that's what we have to keep in mind. Now, on top of all of that, Uranus is the planet that we have no control over. And it's what brings in unexpected events into our lives where we go, what just happened? What was that? But keep in mind that it's coming into your life for you to have new enlightenment, for you to move on. So I'm not saying it's easy when it's happening, but we have to keep it in the picture that whenever these energies hit us, it is to keep us on the right path for our own journey. So we need to take a look at the cycle we're ending tonight in this cycle of eclipses and kind of where we want to set our visions for the next 2 years and where we want our life to go from there. So we do have a lot of power in our hands to use the energy, Sarah, to kind of right size where we need to be.
And it's a lot of twists and turns, and the unexpected can always create a little imbalance and insecurity in someone, but we have to always remember that the universe is always working for us and never against us. Isn't that correct, Stacey?
I could not stress that more. And we realize many times in retrospect that, oh my God, if that didn't happen, where would I be?
Right.
It is difficult when we're going through it. And the only reason it's difficult is a lot of times it's because we were dragging our own feet. I always believe if we drag our feet and don't go in the direction we need to go in, Uranus, the universe, life is going to get us a kick in the right direction. So we always have to stress it's for our greater good. There is no bad. We all brought in, as you always say, the right tools for us to be successful in this life.
Absolutely.
It's how we use them, right?
Right. And Stacey, when we look at all these planets that are in retrograde, and some will be coming direct, what can we expect, not just this month, but in the next month or so? What planets are going to be powerfully still in retrograde, and what looks like it's getting ready to go direct and could ease it up a little bit? Because everyone I talk to is like, oh my God, the energy is so thick. I mean, even people who don't talk about spiritual things are like, what's going on the planet? Because it's not easy. So everyone's feeling this energy.
Well, the Uranus and Taurus we're all feeling. And that is those moments of what is going on, right? Because it's all the external things we're feeling. And the planets that are in retrograde now are the outer planets. You know, we feel when the inner planets, Mercury and Venus, are in retrograde, we feel that in our everyday life more.
Right.
None of our personal planets are in retrograde now, right? It's the outer planets. So Pluto is going direct. Now, Pluto is the planet of transformation and rebirth, that it's very, very powerful. And it is going direct on the 10th. That's next Tuesday. So that will ease up. But that also will release us to move forward in our transformations.
Yes.
Because when planets are direct, it's an introspection time. Now, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, they're all going to stay retrograded for a while. But that's what's hitting all of us and the whole planet. We all get hit the same way with those. Saturn will go direct in November, so that one eases up. But we still got a lot going on through the end of the year.
All right, let's rock around.
I wish I had better news.
I know, but let's rock around the clock.
Okay.
Let's go around the astrological clock and let's see what is going to happen for each one of our astrological signs and give everyone a little, well, try to give us some hope here because I know it's going to be interesting.
Well, there's always hope. So pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign, if you know what it is. And we're going to look at each one of the signs as to where is this solar eclipse in your chart and where you want to envision your new beginnings for the next 2 years. And where your full moon is, what's the culmination? So Aries, we'll start with you, of course. Your solar eclipse is in your seventh house of partnerships, personal and business partnerships. So this could be a whole new turn for you in how you envision those committed relationships in your life. That's where your focus will be. That's also the Libra there. Now the lunar, for you, the full moon, is in your ninth house. So that's about shared resources, money, investments. So in the last 2 years, if you've been reassessing your money, other sources of money, your relationships very closely, that's where you're going to break out into a new place right now. Now, Taurus, this solar eclipse is in your sixth house. So for you, look at your daily life. What do you need to do differently? Look at your health, your work habits. Now, the lunar eclipse is in your sign. So this is the culmination of you. So Taurus, my friends, what have you been working on to flourish in your personal growth? This is the breakthrough time for Taurus. It's about your journey. Now Gemini, the solar eclipse for you, your new beginnings is in your fifth house. The fifth house is romance, creativity, inspiring new projects, out in the spotlight. Sarah, you're listening, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the lunar for you, folks, Geminis, your full moon is in your spiritual house. It's the culmination of what are you letting go? What have you been working on? That it's time for a change for you, that you're willing to let go as you move into Aries again to work on you. Now, Cancer, you always feel these moons and eclipses very strongly because you're the water sign that's ruled by the moon. So you're going to feel it more intensely. Now, the solar eclipse for you is in your fourth house, family, friends, your living situation. Maybe you'll be thinking about a move. Maybe there'll be a change in your family dynamics. What are you envisioning? And the lunar eclipse for you is in your 11th house, your goals. What goals have you been working on for the last 2 years? Have you changed groups and associations? Maybe some collaborations you've been working on now could come to a culmination, or maybe you have a new set of friends that you're going to be gravitating towards. Now, Leo, your solar, that's in your third house of communications. So time for you to take classes, new ways to share ideas. It's also about your neighborhood. Maybe it'll be new involvement in your neighborhood and the people close around you. Now, your lunar is in the 10th house of your career, so envision where you wanted to be 2 years ago. Are you along the path of success in your career? Is it time to envision something new or look for something different? Now, Virgo, your solar eclipse, that's in your second house of money. So it's time for you to envision, do your goals align with how you make money? Are there new ways for you to make money? And your lunar, that's in your house of adventure, the ninth house. So have you been getting out in the world and taking risks and looking into new experiences as you're growing on your journey? Something could happen there. Now, Libra, happy birthday to Libras. The solar new moon is in your first house. It's the only one this year. It's really a fresh start for you, Librans. It's your new personal year. Really set your intentions of what you're looking for. All right? Now, it's a time to think about you. Libras are more at home in relationships. But now it's the time to think about you and who are you in a relationship. And your lunar, that's in the eighth house. Now, that's about intimate relationships. So maybe there's a turning point there for you. Maybe with this full moon, you'll finally make that commitment or you'll make a break that you need to be making. Scorpio, happy birthday to you towards the end of the month. Your solar is in your 12th house. It's spiritual time for you. What do you need? What do you need to let go? What have you been working on a spiritual basis that it's time to go open up for you and or make amends? And your lunar is in your seventh house of committed relationships. So here we go. Maybe it's time for those to take a new direction. What have you been working on relationship-wise in 2 years? Or have you been working on changes that you're looking to happen? You know, you need to take a look at, is it me and we? Now, Sag, your solar is in the 11th house, goals and dreams, your friends. So now envision, who do you want to work with? Who's the best people around you to achieve your goals? Really hone in on what you want to change and who you want to take the ride with in the next 2 years. And your lunar is in your 6th house. So if you've been working on your habits and your health and your routines and your wellness, now is the time to make sure that you really come through on those things you've been working on. Capricorn, your solar is in career. New goals, new profession. Is it time to take a new direction? I know for me, this I'm a Capricorn, and some of this is ringing true for me because my lunar is in the 5th house with the rest of your Capricorns. And that's about self-expression and creativity. So integrating new things into your life. And where are you in your career that you want to take going forward? So with your lunar in the 5th house, think about what talents you want to integrate in your new envisioning career. Now, that's about romance, too. It's about children. There could be some surprises around that eclipse. Aquarians, your solar is in the 9th house. Travel, learning. Envision what new adventures you want to take. What opportunities you want to explore. Get out in the world so you could carve the philosophy of your life. And your lunar is in your 4th house, home, security. What are you searching for in your home? What have you been working on in your home? What do you want it to look like in your living situation? Maybe it's time to make a change. And Pisces, your solar is in the 8th house, intimate relationships, and it's also shared resources and investing. So think of new ways of investing, new ways of bringing in money, new ways of making business work for you. And your lunar is in the 3rd. The third is about community and communications. So what's the project were you working on 2 years ago? What were you envisioning? What is coming to culmination? It's time to launch those projects now. Time to speak your truth. So for all of us, Sarah, we need to envision what we want to go forward with on this new axis coming about relationships. The Aries-Libra axis is all about me and who am I in relationships. And we're closing out the axis about our money and our values and how we align with them. So we're all moving in our journey, and it's highlighting for each of us where we need to be focusing on.
Beautiful. Stacy, it looks like it's going to be an interesting time for all the astrological signs, and they all seem as if they have some journeys that they can glean quite a bit of guidance and light so that they can transform themselves during this time and truly come to terms with what it is they really want and who they really are. Sounds like some powerful times.
There's a lot of energies. Everybody I know and you know, we're all feeling it in different ways.
Yes.
But it is for our greater good. And when we all move forward in our journeys, collectively we can move forward to a better place as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Stacy, as always, we appreciate you. We're glad that you're here to join us on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah and share your wisdom and rock around the astrological clock with us and tell us what's in store for all of us in October. We look forward to hearing from you in November. And those of you listening, if you'd love to have a session with Stacy, you can go to destinyinthestars.com, and there you'll find all the information about how Stacy does a chart and how you can set up your one-on-one astrological chart and really see what the stars have in store for you. Stacy, as always, it's a pleasure, and we appreciate you, and we'll be thinking of you next week when we're all here live for our 700th live show.
Oh, thank you so much. And as always, I'm tuned in every week, and I'm really looking forward to next week.
Thank you,
Sarah.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
DestinyInTheStars.com. Please be sure to visit Stacy's website. There, you'll learn all about the work that Stacy does. And she's been a part of the show now for the past couple of years. And she's really inspired many of us to really take a look at what the stars and planets have in store in our lives.